As you may know, there's a total fire ban in parts of the state today. I'm pleased to say that Paul Tangy from the CFA has joined me on the line. G'day, Paul. How are you going?
Going.
I'm going well, Paul. Now, before I speak to you, we caught up last year and your title has changed. What is it now?
Oh, community engagement coordinator. Look, it makes no difference.
Yes.
The job is exactly the same, about getting the messages out through the public, about fire safety, notifications of total fire ban days, fire restrictions, those sort of things.
So today there's a total fire ban in parts of Victoria. Which districts are affected today?
Okay, today there's a total fire ban in the Mallee, the Northern Country, the North East, the North Central, in East and South West Gippsland. So there needs to be people need to remember that most of the state is in a total fire ban today. We would urge people to treat the day as though it was in all areas.
I was going to say, even though it may not be a total fire ban where you actually are, why not just pretend that it is? And whatever you're going to do today, yeah, maybe put it off till tomorrow.
Exactly. And as people will be aware, the state's on fire. There's a lot of activity happening at the moment, especially in the southeast of the state and up in the northeast. We need to just make sure that what we're doing today follows the rules and regulations according to the CFA Can I, Can't I publication. But you are exactly right, Sean. Most importantly, if you don't need to do something today, can we put it off until tomorrow where the temperature is going to be less than half what it is today?
So let's get into the nitty-gritty. What can you do and what can't you do on a total fire ban day?
Okay. There are things that you can do as long as you follow rules. So with barbecues, yes, you can have a barbecue, but you need to follow the rules. Now, examples are that it must be a barbecue in a properly constructed area. It must be something that's been manufactured for the purpose of being a barbecue. So not something that you've made at home or you've dug a hole and put a piece of sheet metal over the top to cook on. That's not a properly constructed barbecue. Need to make sure that the area around it of at least 3 metres, both around and above, is clear of any flammable material and there is nothing there that's going to burn. Make sure that the person is there at all times with the fire, with the barbecue, until it is put out, and make sure it is fully extinguished before you leave. So don't just turn the barbecue on, walk away inside, then come back. You need to make sure that you're with it at all times, because ultimately, regardless of the activity that you're doing, if you're the person that lights that fire to start with, whether it be a barbecue, whatever type it is, then you are the person that is responsible until it is fully extinguished. What you do is done in a common sense approach, but following the regulations.
And you can say, Paul, the fines are really severe, so do the right thing, surely.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And many years ago, Sean, there was some people would be issued a warning, you know, if something had happened. Well, warnings don't exist, and they haven't for probably, we'd be up near 10 years now. Every time CFA's responded to a fire over summer, Victoria Police are notified, they attend, they follow up, and people are fined. We may not hear a lot about it, but people are fined for doing things. And there's two different types of arson, as it's referred to. There is deliberate, of course, those that start a fire for the purpose of it, but there's also reckless, which means that you do it unintentionally. But, we need to make sure that everything that we do is in a safe manner, right through the summer period, right through when the fire restrictions are in force, but also on days of total fire ban, more importantly.
Hey, Paul, there's a phone number that I reckon is probably embedded in your memory. It's the emergency hotline.
It is 1-800-226-226. So the Vic emergency hotline number's there for people to ring. It's an information line. Of course, if it's an emergency situation and you need the police, fire or ambulance, then you need to ring 000. But the Vic emergency hotline's there for you to ring. Might just be to find out some information further to what you and I have talked about this morning. It might be to check on people that are in other parts of the state and what activity is happening around, if they're in an area that's been given a warning message. It might just be that you want to follow up on something. You want to find out which total fire ban district you're in or you're travelling through. That number, again, is 1-800-226-226. And I can't stress enough, it's something that you save into the mobile phone with every other number you've got, so that when you do need to ring it, you're not trying to ring them back to what the number is that I've read out.
And also, Paul, I reckon the app would be a handy tool as well.
Yeah, the Vic Emergency app, and now it's been around for a number of years. It used to be referred to as the CFA app, but it is the Vic Emergency app. Free to download for any mobile device. You can set your own watch zones. You can have a look at activity right across the state of Victoria. You can find out information about total fire ban days. You can also set it so that it alerts you for different things, not only fire, but warnings about motor vehicle accidents or roads that are blocked because trees have fallen down, anything like that. It is highly recommended that you download that free app and use it on your device.
Good on you, Paul. Have a safe day.
Thanks, mate. And the idea overall is for everybody to have a fire-safe summer. So using a little bit of common sense, making sure the activities that we are doing today, if we have to do them, are done in a safe manner.
Thanks, Paul. Fantastic to speak to Paul Tangy there from the CFA.